Intro. Calm, confident, this lesson guides you through an intermediate, mastering focused blueprint in Ableton Live 12, building a strings layer for a deep jungle atmosphere that sits under fast drum and bass without muddying the subs or stealing punch. We'll use only stock Ableton devices and a clear routing workflow so your string stacks translate across systems. Lesson overview: we're working on a strings master sub bus and a return reverb. You'll learn a mid/side EQ strategy to preserve mono low end while widening the highs, multiband dynamics to control frequency dependent motion, tasteful saturation and parallel processing for harmonic weight, and a return reverb and delay setup tailored for deep jungle ambience. We'll finish with gentle bus glue, phase checks, and integration targets so the strings sit cleanly in the master. What you will build. Quick summary: by the end of this lesson you will have a dedicated string sub-bus processed for the master stage, stereo imaging and mid/side EQ that keep the low-end mono and widen the top, multiband dynamics and subtle saturation that breathe with the drops but don't fight the kick and sub, a filtered reverb/delay return with short pre-delay and a long-ish dark tail for deep jungle atmosphere, a final integration checklist and target levels so the strings sit in the master without overpowering it. Note: before we begin, keep your drum and bass mix playing while you work, kick, sub and drums, so you can hear how each change affects the overall groove. Step-by-step walkthrough. Prep and routing first. Group your string stems. Select all string tracks, right-click and group tracks. Rename the group strings master. Insert an audio effect rack on that group so you can set up parallel chains later. Create a return track called Strings Reverb, set it to Hybrid Reverb or Reverb if you prefer, and keep it post-fader. This lets you EQ and filter the tail independently and control CPU usage when needed. Static balance and pre-master cleaning on the Strings Master. Drop in a utility and trim the gain by about -3 to -6 dB to leave headroom for the master. Flip the signal to mono briefly to check basic balance and mono compatibility. Insert EQ8 as the first reel processor and switch it to mid/side mode. On the mid channel, apply a low cut around 40 to 60 Hz with a steep slope. This removes sub rumble and keeps strings out of your subs. If there's mud, apply a gentle 2 to 4 dB dip around 200 to 350 Hz with a moderate EQ. On the side channel, cut everything below 250 to 300 Hz by about 3 to 6 dB to prevent low frequency widening. Consider a small high shelf boost on the sides above 6 to 10 kHz, plus 1.5 to 3 dB for added air. Multiband dynamics for frequency dependent motion. Add multiband dynamics after EQ8. Divide the bands roughly, low under 250 Hz, mid 250 Hz to 2.5 kHz, and high above 2.5 kHz. Adjust to taste for your specific strings. For the low band, use a gentle ratio around 2 to 1. Threshold in the -18 to -12 dB range. Medium attack 10 to 20 milliseconds and release 100 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 2 decibels of gain reduction to tame low mid swells. For the mid band, a ratio around 2.5 to 1. Threshold around -20 dB. Attack 15 to 25 ms and a release near 150 ms helps control notes that clash with snares. For the high band, keep ratios lower, roughly 1.5 to 2 to 1, threshold near -10 to -6 dB, fast attack 5 to 10 ms, and a release 80 to 120 ms. This controls shimmer without killing the air. Harmonic richness, saturator and parallel. Place a saturator after the multiband dynamics. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Add modest drive, roughly plus 2 to plus 4.5 dB, and keep the output trimmed so you don't introduce gain spikes. Use dry/wet around 20 to 40% for subtle coloration. Now open the audio effect rack you added and set up two chains. Chain A is the dry process chain, EQ, multiband, saturator. Chain B is a parallel warmth chain, heavier saturator drive, a low-pass filter to remove excessive highs, then utility with reduced width and some gain reduction. Blend chain B down 6 to 12 decibels relative to chain A. This gives weight and movement without overwhelming the mix. Reverb return for deep jungle atmosphere on the strings. Reverb return. Use hybrid reverb or reverb with a dark plate or modulated hall character. Set decay between about 1.2 and 1.8 seconds, long enough to create atmosphere, short enough to avoid smearing rhythm. Add pre-delay of 20 to 40 milliseconds to preserve attack in front of fast ENB percussion. High damp or a high frequency roll-off helps remove fizz. Low cut the reverb, around 300 to 400 Hz so the tail doesn't add boom. Set diffusion medium to high for a smooth wash. Send from strings master to the return starting at 1 to 4 dB and increase while listening. Aim for a wet level that creates space behind the drums, not on top of them. On the return, use EQ8 and Stereo to apply a narrow cut around 200 to 300 Hz at minus 3 to minus 6 dB to remove tail buildup. Stereo imaging, and final bus glue. Insert a utility on the strings master before glue compressor. Set width near 95 to 105%. Use caution above 100% and check phase. Quickly toggle a left slash right invert to assess phase correlation. Add glue compressor. Threshold around minus 6 to minus 10 dB targeting roughly 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Ratio low around 1.5 to 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 ms to preserve transients. And release around 200 to 600 ms or auto. Use makeup gain to bring the bus back to level. Finish with a global EQ8 for small tonal balance adjustments. A gentle high shelf up a dB above 8 to 10 kHz for air. Or a small cut of 1.5 dB between 300 and 500 Hz for clarity. Master integration and final checks. Place a utility on the master bus. If you need to pull overall level down 1 to 3 dB to make headroom, the strings bus peak should sit at least 6 to 8 dB below the master peak. Target integrated LUFS for the strings bus around minus 16 to minus 12, depending on the mix density. This keeps strings present without dominating. Do a stereo and phase check by grouping strings with drums and toggling mono. If the strings collapse in mono, reduce side low end or recheck your M/S/EQ. If the kick and sub are masked, add side chain ducking on the strings master key to the kick/sub bus. Use a compressor ratio around 2 to 4 to 1, fast attack 5 to 10 ms, and release 80 to 150 ms for 2 to 4 dB of ducking. Final touch, conservative limiting if you want final control on the bus. Add a limiter on strings master only. Keep the ceiling at minus 0.5 dB and limit gain to 1 to 2 dB max. Don't use heavy limiting. That makes strings pump and feel unnatural. Common mistakes to avoid. Quick list: don't widen below 300 Hz. It causes phase issues and mono translation problems. Avoid long, unfiltered reverb tails that smear fast drums. Don't oversaturate. Heavy drive competes with percussion. Avoid heavy multiband compression that kills natural movement. Always check in mono, and avoid trying to fix the strings on the master bus. Pro tips: use mid/side EQ early to surgically remove side low energy before any whitening or saturation. Pre-delay on reverb gives clarity. Sync it rhythmically so tails sit between hits. Prefer parallel saturation for warmth without blur. Automate strings bus level around the arrangement. Pull them down in dense sections. Reference tracks and game-matched comparisons are essential. Map macros for atmosphere, warmth, width and duct so you can make big changes quickly. Mini practice exercise, hands-on tasks: load a DNB session with kick/sub, a break, and three string stems, pad, short stabs and long ensemble. Create a strings master group and follow steps A to F. Task 1, set EQ8 and N/SO sides have minus 4 dB below 300 Hz and plus 2 dB above 8 kHz. Compare mono and stereo. Task 2, add multiband dynamics and tune bands to reduce low-mid muddiness. Aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction in the lows. Task 3, create strings reverb with hybrid reverb. Decay 1.5 seconds, pre-delay 30 ms, low cut 350 Hz. Adjust the send so the reverb sits behind the drums. Task 4, build the parallel saturation chain and blend until the strings gain weight without overtaking the sub. Render an 8-bar loop with processing on and off. Measure and note LUFS of the strings bus before and after and write down how much depth was added. Recap: this blueprint is about surgical mid/side EQ early, frequency-aware dynamics control with multiband dynamics, parallel saturation for harmonic weight, and a filtered reverb return with short pre-delay to place depth. Finish with gentle glue compression and mono checks. These stock device steps give strings the immersive, deep jungle atmosphere DNB needs while keeping kick and sub present and punchy. Extra coach notes, practical rationale and workflow reminders: do mid/side EQ early, so you remove side low energy before it gets widened or set on. Place multiband dynamics after EQ so the dynamics work on an already clean signal. Use parallel saturation to add warmth without destroying stereo image. Keep reverb on returns to filter the tail and save CPU. Try variations. Saturator before multiband for a different harmonic shape, or gloopy for multiband if stems need initial cohesion. For CPU savings, a simplified chain is EQ8M/S right arrow utility right arrow glue right arrow light saturator right arrow return reverb, and consider freezing once you're happy. Map macros for atmosphere amount, warmth, width and punch protect. Automate reverb sends and width across arrangement sections so the strings breathe with the track. If sidechain pumping is a problem, try envelope-driven or clip-based gain dips as alternatives. If stems cancel in mono, solo and flip phase on individual stems to identify issues. Nudge sample timing instead of permanently leading a channel inverted. High-pass individual sample-based strings at 120 to 250 Hz before summing, if they include built-in reverb. Aim for strings master peak 6 to 12 dB below the master peak. Export short loops and check luffs if you need hard numbers. Use a spectrum to find buildups around 200 to 400 Hz. For creative flavor, add a tempo-synced ping-pong delay at a low level, high-passed around 800 to 1200 Hz, and low-passed above 6 to 8 kHz. Use slow modulation on reverb tails for subtle motion. Automate pre-delay depending on arrangement density.